What's up, everybody? It is
shoot again. That's always so fast,
man. It does. It just happens quickly. Yeah. What is it? It's Monday. It's Monday.
President's Day.
I was gonna say June 19th. It's February 19th. President's Day. So you know,
tag your favorite president
in the comments because that'll be fun.
Is today a work holiday for anybody? Because it's not. I don't know. Like, my kids are off. I think the banks are closed.
Everything is shut down.
The newspaper doesn't deliver. I didn't even get my Uline catalog for the 57th time this week. It's really
disappointing. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't have anything to burn in my fireplace.
I don't have very many customers that are closed today.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. It's a different holiday. We were off for Martin Luther King Jr. Day at Myers Printing, but not for President's Day.
Well, it depends which president you celebrate, right?
I celebrate the entire collection.
The full roster. Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole team.
Grover Cleveland. James.
Whether they've got a pro shoe or not.
Yes. Right?
Like.
Yeah, that is. I can't tell you, though. I did post that on LinkedIn. I can't tell you how many people reached out. And even like last night, my wife was like, "Hey, did you see this Trump shoe?" And I'm like, "Yes,
yeah, it's in my shopping cart."
I didn't mean to. I'm like, I just have been getting texts on this like all day long. Like, oh man, are you gonna unbox this? Are you gonna do this? I just died when I saw that tweet. Like, I wore these to play basketball in, and all I could do was draw charges. I was like,
that's funny.
I'm assuming that's like a basketball term.
It is. Yeah. Also, he's been indicted a lot. That's the other part. That's what makes it funny, Avelio.
Well, I get that. I get that part.
But it's also relevant to the news.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
I follow him. Like,
yeah.
He's on a sports team. Is that right? Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah. The NBA All-Star game was last night, and over 200 basketball points were scored in a contest that my three daughters and youngest son wanted to keep watching because, quote, "This is really funny." So they said, "Can we just keep watching? This is hilarious." I'm like, the basketball games used to be competitive and like, let's see. They're like, this is just funny to watch.
Like, so, the Globetrotters. Yeah.
It was like watching a Globetrotters game. Yeah.
With that floor was crazy. All LED lights. That was amazing.
Yeah.
What?
Right, Avelio?
What are you talking about?
They're the basketball floor. I don't know. What do you call it? The court. Floor. The court,
the field,
not the wooden floor.
So normally wood and it's static.
Was all made from LED lights, and it was incredible to watch the graphics they would put down.
What's up, Fred? Awesome. How's it going?
Hey, Fred. Good morning.
LinkedIn user is always coming in hot. It might be Camille because it seems like she's always the one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Camille.
But So I will transition from the NBA All-Star game to packaging a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because I did think while I'm watching this, you have this medium that's usually, you know, like hardwood flooring, mm-hmm. which you have to make and you have to lay down paint. And it's a very static thing. And if you want to change it, you have to go back and you have to do a whole bunch of work. And then it was completely digitized for the NBA All-Star game. And so they had different graphics on there for different parts of the game, advertising. And I thought, if you are
I'm listening to you, man. Keep talking. Keep talking.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We can keep dropping in, you know, Chris and Dustin and Chris again. But I was thinking about it from a printing perspective, because I know of a company that makes the paint for these hardwood floors. And, you know, obviously there's cost considerations and all this stuff. I thought, if you're a company that makes paint and coatings for hardwood floors, do you look at this and go, oh man, imagine what they could do? Cause they can just change it like that. And will we start to see that type of LED technology within various types of packaging? You know, I mean, if it's able to happen on a basketball court where there's a performance component to this as well, where you have to be able to run and jump and sprint on this thing, just like packaging has a performance thing to it. Maybe we're going to start to see a little bit more of this like foldable LED technology getting into probably not like food packaging, but you know, you could see it in maybe some of the spaces that you are in, Avelio.
Yeah, like here in my house, I would totally have it.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Also, the packaging spaces in which you live and breathe with the higher end type stuff and your high end custom home. In case you guys don't know, Avelio is like a step down from Elon. I mean, just the room that you see is that's actually his shoe closet. Yeah.
This is the back of my car. I'm pulling this thing up because I want to see if I can show this thing here. Let me see.
I think they actually got this idea from Avelio's basketball court. Like,
yeah. Nope.
Avelio. You can't leave. You can't.
I need Charlie.
Podcast logos up there.
Nah, well, I need Charlie, right? But I was going to show like what this floor looks like, but it seems like there's.
Just go to askjeeves.com already and find
it. I did. I went to Jeeves and he's like, this is all I got.
It's on AOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dial up is like super slow. But like, is this what you're talking about?
Yeah. So it would like follow the players when they were doing like the dunk contest and it would switch over to different. Yeah. So that was a fully digitized court.
Incredible.
It was pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If I was running that, I would just make the floor look like a bunch of bouncing basketballs. Yeah. Because that would be pretty, you know, that would make it a little challenging.
Or just like sharks.
Yeah, 100%. Will we see this in packaging? Dude, there's been packaging already that does this. Like, right, like e-com boxes that open up and there's a screen built in.
Like the Raiders season tickets we talked about.
Yeah, like that one. Like that one's, it's a real life Space Jam.
Space Jam is real life. I don't know why we need that.
But those are actually like hard LED screens that are built into the boxes. Yeah. And you can, you know, you can put a thumb drive on there or an SD chip in there and you can change the video. But, you know, I've talked to the company that has done this for a while. And they're like, well, you know, it's reusable. People can then use it to put their pictures on. And come on, like nobody's reusing that. I'm going to open it up. It's going to be a video of somebody putting cream on their face of whatever cream it is you purchased. It's like an ad is basically what it is. It's a mid-roll ad, mid-roll between when you open the box and you pull the product out. And after that, there's no use for it. And there's no recycling it. And you've got all these electronic components. It's just a waste.
What would you know, Fred?
See, Fred? I want to see this because, you know, Fred's got samples, I'm sure. Yeah. But talking about Fred.
PEO week. It's pretty exciting.
What do we got? All right. So what do we got going on here? We got LED. We got Levy or Levi.
Correct. I'm gonna go with Levi on that one. I don't know.
You're probably right, but I've got someone in Spain named Levy that I work with.
Okay, well that's fair.
It is. It's just ad space. So now on the court, it's just going to be, you know,
yeah,
ads.
The point I would say though on the court thing, and we can get to speaking of Fred Richards in a second, but the point I would make is they could change it immediately, you know? So if somebody did something cool, all of a sudden you could show the highlight on the other side of the court right away, or you could, it was another TV space in the arena. Whereas if you wanted to change that before this, you had to actually disassemble the entire court and then have stuff repainted and then reassemble the court. An 8-hour period, right?
Sure. So I'm sure that's really hard to like do while the guys are playing, right?
Right.
Not really. They were changing it. They were literally tracking the guys while they were running down the court. Like you could see their movement.
No, I'm talking about painting it.
You know, changing it.
The paint. No, I mean that's difficult, but it's. I mean, if you have UV curing technology, like UV LED curing, and just like somebody's going behind with a light while they're painting it on there, it'll cure right away. So I don't.
Right. In the middle of the game.
In the middle of the game, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I noticed that the advertising, the logos even moved a little bit. I don't know if that was intentional to kind of draw attention to them, but I think that's possible.
They're trying to draw attention away from the horrible product that was the NBA All-Star game, because that was bad. And the dunk contest was also bad.
I should have just played the new Dune movie.
Yeah.
Was that good?
No, but it couldn't be any worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Something for us non-sports guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been nice. Maybe it could have just been playing on the court. You're saying like there's a,
yeah, or they could have been like, they could have played like the new episode of Young Sheldon or something. Right. Like just play it on the court.
That's a great idea.
You can choose what you want to watch on the court instead. Yeah. It's just a green screen.
Yeah. You can have like those little remotes that they used to have on like, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And you like push the button when asked the audience. Hey, just
NBA in partnership with Hulu. Hulu has live sports and Young Sheldon live Monday.
That's a great idea. Let's do that.
It's pretty damn brilliant.
Yeah. Come on, Adam Silver. Yeah. Well, what do we got here from Mr. Curtis?
Yeah. Well said, Hugh. That's a great point. They've been doing this for years.
Man, now we're going to do a big giant LED field on for NFL. No more commercials, like no more cutting into commercials. They'll just be right on the field.
Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't do that.
Yeah, they can. No, there's AI technology. They can.
No. I'm talking about the physical NFL football players. I don't think they could go without all of the stops in the game. There are some very heavy people who play NFL football who are still in incredible shape, but still 350 to 400 pounds.
Yeah, but this is a good point. You know, we're seeing a lot of digital media happening, and now that's kind of like blowing up. That's it. That is a good connection right there.
Yeah. Well done, Levi/Levy.
So we got a box. We do got a box. So our buddy Fred Richards recommended that this be shipped to us so we can unbox it. And if you want something unboxed on the show, let us know. Reach out to any one of us, and we can kind of talk through how we can do this. Yeah. And we're going to give you our total, completely honest opinion on this unboxing.
Can we start with this, though? Because I got this unannounced, just like you did.
Same.
And I see the tape.
Thought this was going to be something different.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So I got it, and I was like, what is this? And my wife was like, what did you order? And I said, I order a lot of random things. I don't recall ordering something from Pathos Sands, the clean that says you care. So first of all, huge fan of the printed, is this paper tape?
Yes.
The custom printed paper tape is
water activated paper tape.
Great win. And I believe Aurora Landsberg can provide you with one of these dispensers that is
The tape portable. Itself
and the tape. Yeah. But I thought, just full transparency, I thought this was like a colon cleanse or like a home enema kit. I didn't know. So it's just some feedback for the folks at Pathos Sands. But
I like it.
But I read this as Pathos Scans. For some reason, I don't know if that O, because it looks like a C, because it has that chunk taken out of it. But I misread it, and then the clean that says you care, and I was like, oh my god, like who sent me this thing to collect some samples?
Corrugated. What is the style of box that we have here?
Roll-in tuck print.
With do you call these
cherry locks
and cherry locks? Locks?
We call them cherry locks.
We call everything cherry locks in packaging.
Yes,
we do. It's
this is also a cherry lock.
This is a business card / cherry lock. This will cherry lock you into their phone.
I love the presentation. Really well done.
All right. So wait. So this is a roll end tuck front. But isn't it also an RELF?
Rolling on my end, laughing my face off.
Rolling lock front. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
They're very similar. Yes.
What would be the difference?
Well, a tuck front would, the front would actually tuck into this front face.
Okay.
So this would be a roll in lock front where the cherry locks lock in the front. That's the locking mechanism.
Okay. All right. So this is a RELF.
RELF. Yes.
Okay. And I was just asking because I always call it an RELF, but I don't really know the difference, to be honest with you. Because there's a million names for packs.
The tuck front is pretty cool because it creates an extra layer right in the front where it's very needed. But this creates more of a presentation feel. So if you're going for an
RETT roll-in tuck top, perhaps not this box specifically. I'm saying the one that tucks into the to the front. Would we?
TF.
You can do a tuck top where the sides tuck and there is no front flap. So that's a tuck top.
Man,
there's
what about what about the roll-in carrot top?
You don't want that.
Okay. But you can, but you can,
too many jokes, too many.
Yeah. Hey, who's, but there's a book out there. I've got one. I don't, it's somewhere up here. I think I have it right here real quick.
It's in the back of your other car.
Yeah.
it's not that one. Sorry.
It's in the minivan.
Yeah. No, I've got, I've got a Corrugate book that lays out like all the different constructions, and I can't remember what the organization was that I got it from.
Fiber box.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. I think it was Fiber Box, and it gives you. It's a great book. You can go get it, download it. Yeah. And it just gives you all the constructions, the benefit of each one, and how they work, and what their names are. Because I know a lot of times people, even myself, you call stuff the wrong name because. That's just what you've heard. That I got that same book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fiberbox Association, they put out one every year. And really cool. If you're new to packaging or just interested in packaging, the Fiberbox handbook is really awesome. They're not cheap, but they're worth it.
I thought they were free, but
depends on who you are.
Yeah. I don't know.
But if yeah, you're right.
If you're at Corrugated, they're free.
So
if
all
you're
of the
at packaging pastor, they cost $500.
Yeah.
Because you show up on shirts, you show up on shows wearing recycled PP shirts, which you can buy at packagingfashion.com.
That's right.
I mean, if people are going to be spending money on books, they may as well go buy t-shirts or go to a Valeo site and buy.
That's the first box book I read when I started.
Yeah. It's a great book. It goes through all like just it breaks down corrugated, like, the you know, the different names, the different constructions. So it was super cool. So you got tape, you cut it open. What do we got, Corey?
My first box book, by the way, was the Boxcar Children. So you were clearly more advanced than I was.
I love the minimal use of tape. Well done. And I love that it's printed. You don't, that way you don't have to print the corrugated.
Did you get one of these?
Got one of these right in the top. Great presentation, shows all their offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant idea. Even a QR code on it to provide feedback, or I don't know if it links to their website.
Get you 20% off your order on mine.
We should do a screenshot of all three of us holding them up. How can we do that?
I got you. I got you, man.
Sorry.
Hang on. You ready?
Yeah.
Big cheesy smile. All right. Mine broke. My insert, these corners here on inserts are always tough. If you're trying to do just one, yours did too?
Yeah, just right there. But yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't mind that.
Yours didn't break, Adam?
No, but I mean, I think to Corey's point, right, it's meant to be taking, you know,
the impact.
Vibrations and impact. And so, yes, they're going to. It's not going to be perfect.
Yeah, see, mine tore completely on both of these sides, and this is a, all right. So this is something that you can actually walk away from saying, "Hey, I learned something on this show." Besides the NBA stuff, these corners are 90-degree corners. What you don't want to do is have a 90-degree corner on something like this, because any type of impact, the easiest place to tear is a 90-degree corner. So what you want to do in here is you want to actually stop this flap. You know, you can stop it like a quarter of an inch or an eighth of an inch, and then just round corner those edges, right? Because when you have that round corner, it distributes the weight not in one specific area, but it kind of just it distributes it across that whole thing, so that it reduces the chance of tearing. It doesn't look as sharp, but
yeah,
it looks sharper than this.
And this,
depending on how far you're shipping,
is connected to the box. This is all one piece,
right?
Which makes this very specific to this set.
Yeah, you're not changing this out.
So I would think if I were recommending to them what to do next, I would say if you want to have lots of different sets, you could make this insert separate piece. That way you can have a 3-pack or a 4-pack or a 6-pack all in the same corrugated box.
Hey, does yours have, it must. On the, if I lift mine up, on the bottom, there's another die cut that wasn't used properly, or that wasn't used, right? Which I think probably would have helped, because then that folds.
They should have folded that up, yeah.
Yeah, that probably would have helped protect.
Is that to lock in the bottle, though?
I think so.
Yeah, but if you fold it up, if you fold these.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
it would, if you fold those up and then you put the other one over the top of it, then it will actually help retain that weight and control it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, it's a pain in the butt to push those guys up. So from a distribution center standpoint, they're not going to do it.
It's a really nice glass bottle. Really like this, the look of it. Labeled, not printed directly, which is something they could do next time, possibly.
I have two labels on mine. Do you guys have two labels on your glass?
Yes.
Mine says foaming kitchen and bath. But it's like, especially with digital printing on labels, there's no need. I mean, you could buy 100 of the one label where it says, you know, kitchen and bath, and then 100 of whatever the other, natural counter disinfectant or whatever the other one is, right? You don't need to label these and then slap a second label over the top.
Yeah,
I don't think.
But I'm just going back to this box here. Like,
yeah,
I really like this short presentation here.
I did too.
Like, this is a really cool way to do it, right? Because when you've got your product in here, the product sticks up. It feels, a little bit more special versus having a tall front and then having a separate insert inside, because then now you've got to reach in. So this gives you a really nice presentation. This is a really cool way to do it. Definitely check that out. But yeah, I didn't notice the second label. So you've got this big printed one, and then you've got this branded one on top of that.
Yeah, and it could have just been that they had to overlay. Well, maybe not. Maybe they didn't overlabel it.
I think they just have like the pattern one on all of them, and this is just the one that they put on depending on what they ship. But there's got to be a better way. How would you do that?
Yeah,
would you
even this says like refill with Pathosan's foaming kitchen and bath only. It's a reusable bottle, so they already know from the text that this one is supposed to only be filled with one. Yeah. So it could have been an oversight. I don't know, but because you can tell on this, I mean, they just it's just a digitally printed label on the concentrate. So I don't know. I've been in the label business for a while. I've never seen somebody do that intentionally. Just because
I actually like it. I think it provides an opportunity to run a whole bunch of these big labels and then run the smaller one as an insert, as an addition later to identify specific.
My point would be that the bigger one is already
it has the same info as the smaller one.
Correct. It's got the UPC on it. It has, so you actually can't put a second one on here unless you wanted to change up the branding for this one.
Yeah.
Because it's already got the UPC, it's got this is
foaming kitchen and bath. Yeah.
See what happened. They missed the fluid ounces. This is a cleanup for a mistake, I think.
Well, nice. If you take it off,
it doesn't say 16 fluid ounces anywhere else.
Does it need to if it's empty?
Yeah, this is just a blank bottle.
Yeah, I'm saying, does it have to call the net weight if there's really no weight inside of it?
It's on the bottom. It says 16. If that makes any difference, but you might be right. I don't really know.
Oh, this, yeah, on the bottom.
I see cover up labels all the time, but this isn't covering up anything, so I'm not sure.
But there's no other. Yeah, I was gonna say there's no branding, but there's no branding on that guy either. So interesting. So if you want to send us packaging to unbox and tear apart, then, please do. But we're not doing this we're not doing this to put this company down. It's just kind of looking at the packaging, right? Like, I think the solution is really cool. And I think
I agree with Adam though. It could have been one label.
One other thing I would do is on these concentrates. Again, I would leverage digital printing for these boxes.
Yeah,
this is a I believe this is a polypropylene label that's on the box, and so this is a lot of polypropylene to go mix in with this small little amount of paper. Yeah. I don't really know if the end of life is going to be great with this. I mean, you could even just do a semi-gloss label if you really wanted to label it, a paper label.
Yeah, but you just print directly on here, right?
But to go with like the water activated paper tape on the outside and then have the polypropylene label around the boxes.
Yeah.
I would probably recommend just printing direct onto the box. I mean, you can get digitally printed boxes, or if you're going to use a paper like a craft paper label or something like that.
Yeah. But you can see like this is poly. It's white on the back, and then they've printed the fake craft on here. And you can't tear this stuff, so having it on a great substrate like a corrugate, you know, or like a corrugate, like a craft paper,
right,
kind of changes that, right? And it does, I think, for the consumer, creates a little bit of confusion, right? Because they're going to see that, they're going to throw that into the recycle bin. But definitely, like, so do you guys print craft boxes?
Yeah, we print. We actually have a digital, it's a digital hybrid label press that's 13 inches wide that can go up to 18 point, and we can lay down like it's actually a white inkjet that's really opaque, and you can lay it down, and so you could run off 100 or 200 boxes of this pretty easily and relatively inexpensively compared to just like hand labeling. With the clear, the white bop, and trying to even like print craft. That's my least favorite part of this whole thing is this label on this box.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I like.
Kind of tears off, but.
Yeah. I like Chris, you might want to just take the extra label off and have a nice clean, presentation. I know there's a lot of brands out there. I know like Grove, they do not just the bottles, but then they also have like a silicone wrap that goes over it. I know there's a company called Norwex that does that also. They do a glass bottle and then you put like a colored silicone cover on it, and the color then determines what product is inside of it, which is kind of cool.
You know what'd be really awesome actually? and this is not an overreach at all, but we're doing some trials right now with a company called SmartSolve. Mm-hmm. And SmartSolve makes a water soluble label.
And that would be cool.
What could be kind of neat, right, is if you get this and it has, if you have like required branding that you have to put on these kind of things,
yeah,
but you want to be able to, you know, cleanly reuse or recycle the glass,
right?
You can actually use a SmartSolve water soluble label and just rinse this off
and then on all of them, right?
Yeah, then the label is just going to go off, and now you have a clean glass bottle. Mm-hmm. That can be reused over and over and over again. So that could be a really interesting solution if you wanted to create,
yeah,
a cool customer experience. And
you could do just a small label here that said all-purpose cleaner or bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, right there on the top even.
That identifies this so you don't use your kitchen and bath in another room, because that would be ridiculous. You can't do that.
No,
that's right. It'll screw everything up.
Elio has five kitchens in his house.
just upstairs.
Just in the minivan.
That's right. this is pretty cool. You can check these guys out. It's called Pathos Scans, not Patho Scans. It's called pathosansdirect.com. And you can order this product up. Another thing too is sometimes when you're launching a new product and you're doing a test market, like
right,
it's not going to be the final packaging.
Correct.
And you got to go through this process of let's get what's the fastest thing I get in the market. Maybe these labels were the fastest way to get things put together. So I can do a small test run, see how it works.
Great.
Any kind of adjustments they make, and then they can go into like and do a bigger buy.
As I will say though, and thank you for the kind
thanks
work.
You always good to have you here.
The confusing part for me on this is that it seems like that's a totally appropriate. And I had to go through this with my son with Weenus Lube. We were just like, I don't know, stock packaging and get a label. Like, we want to just test this out in the market. But then you have this like custom die cut insert as like a shipping box, which clearly I think required probably tooling. You know, like you had to yes. buy some tooling to die cut this out. And so that's just, because I totally agree. And also there's like attention to detail in one spot and then not in others. And I just found it to be a little bit disconnected, but perhaps we're in the puberty stage of this company, right? Where they've got some things dialed in terms of their shipping box, but they're really trying to figure out branding that could totally be it. Again, we're not trying to like bash anything. It's just,
As packaging guys, we see this every day. It's like, okay, this is probably where it's at. Here's where things can be improved. So Corey, if you're improving this box and unboxing experience, what's the first thing you're doing?
I would change from C flute to B, and I would print on the box.
Mm-hmm.
C flute's going to take up a lot more space in your warehouse.
It is kind of overkill for this.
It's dramatic, you know, or at least the insides or the outer box could be B flute for printing purposes. And then you could print on the inside of it. So leave the outside craft with the printed tape and then print on the inside of the box, a nice digital print. Then you can eliminate the need for this extra piece.
Yeah.
Save yourself a SKU. I'm assuming that the cost to produce this would be less than the cost to print on the inside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the case, especially at volume. And then print directly on these boxes. I think we all agree on that. That's an easy way to eliminate a label, save time in assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would also detach this insert from the box, so this box could be used for other sets.
And when you have an attached insert like this, it's not just the top, you also have the bottom structure, so it adds a lot. And now you've got
a huge blank
of C flute, which means your costs are high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And the cutting die is probably more expensive too.
The cutting die is going to be twice as much because of that insert, and that's okay. It's a one-time cost.
Stock box, right? Could you do a stock box with a custom insert and even just buy a big label and you could hand apply the label to the inside if you didn't want to digitally print it?
There's so many different ways of doing that. I agree, Adam. And you could use a white box on the outside and then craft on the inside, whatever you're looking for.
Yeah. But, you know, like you can also do a stock box on the outside and a custom insert that you would place on the inside. This idea of having the top and the bottom is realistic in that maybe you could create this same component that if you're just shipping a bottle, you flip the insert, right? Yeah. And then if you're shipping a box, two boxes and the bottle, then you can flip it over, right? You get like multiple uses out of it. There's ways to do that and do a really creative insert that you then print just on this and then have the stock outside.
And then after you have all the bottles, you only want a 10 pack of these, you know, and
I think that's
the number one thing here that we need to remember for sustainability improvements. You're just shipping this 2 ounce bottle instead of this 16 ounce bottle in perpetuity. So that's why this is more sustainable, the refill of this. And
I would make two changes. Number one, I would actually just get rid of this box. If you're going to ship it in, if you're going to create a custom die cut, then just
probably doesn't need the box. Yeah,
you probably don't, especially because this is glass. But also you could, and I know it's maybe not the look you're going for, but you could do a clear, maybe like a PET or something like that in this, because I don't know if this glass might be too small to get through traditional recycling. And so this is going to be heavier by weight.
Yeah, you're adding a lot of weight.
It's going to end up in the landfill. It's not going to end up getting recycled. And so you could go to a lighter weight material. I'm guessing the concentrate could handle that in terms of the barrier properties of like a PET, but
those would be
my suggestions.
Unless you're doing like a take back program, right? So when you're done with these, you're 10, you ship them back and they get reused like that. That would be cool too.
Which is where that water soluble SmartSolve label would come in to hand. That would come in real handy if they could just rinse this off and then reuse it over and over. That's a really great call.
I was over at I was over at this place called Erewhon. It's a grocery store in LA, and
is that from Lord of the Rings?
No, but they've got like a smoothie that you can buy, and it's like $20 for a smoothie. But it was pretty cool. I'll share some pictures on LinkedIn here. They've got three different glass bottle shapes and like jars, and the same shape. They just replaced the label on for different products. So if you go like down the refrigerated soup aisle, it's the same jar. They just have different labels on it, different soups in there. And then if you go down like the yogurt aisle, they've got like the same jar with different yogurts and stuff in there. And then you go down like the dry fruit aisle and the same jar with like, you know, nuts and dates and that kind of stuff. But it's super expensive. It's like, you know, $18 for a jar of dates. And then you bring back the jar and you get $2 back. So it's still $16, man. Crazy expensive, but it was pretty cool. And they've got like a smaller one for creams and stuff. But super, super interesting the way that they're doing it.
That's the future, I think. Lots of reusables
and LED. Oh,
I thought you said I thought you were saying like the future is just expensive.
Yeah, well that. Well, shout out to Fred Richards. Thank you for sending us these.
Thank you, Fred.
Like Avelio said, we're here to provide reviews, and you know, we still have a couple sponsorship slots open for this podcast and our other podcasts. 2024 is going to be a big deal for the packaging industry. So
yeah,
a lot of changes coming.
Yeah. Hey, so let's take a second real quick to, since we've got a couple of you guys here watching, would you want us to bring on maybe an entrepreneur or someone that's starting up and looking to get in to buy packaging and have a conversation with them, kind of walk through the question that we would ask and like how we would deal with that and how to help them? If you think that'd be helpful, let us know, because there's a lot of people that are asking all three of us questions on packaging. We can just bring them on and just have those conversations here.
Good idea.
That could be cool. Or do you want to see more of these unboxings? Let us know. And if you've got a product, if you've got some packaging that you've done, you know, reach out to us, let us know. Aaron, you said yes. Let us know which one. Fred, same thing. All of the above. Yeah, or if there's any content that maybe we're not creating that you'd love to hear about and see, then let us know that as well. But yeah, however we can help, let us know. This is a good time for us. We have a good time sharing everything that we do with you guys. And then as we wrap up here, let's do a quick promo for ourselves. What are you doing on your show, Corey?
Yeah, I had what they call that? Environmental. Do Adam first.
Okay. I had a really great conversation with Jody from Sundays, and that was, we had a blast together. If you're not familiar with Sundays, they have a Better For You cream cookie, which, you know, think about Oreos. It's got a whole bunch of protein in it. I bought some
Oreos boxes. Have protein?
No. These do. And it was a fantastic conversation. He's a really cool dude. It's one of my favorite things. Speaking of entrepreneurs, like talking to entrepreneurs who have built companies, you know, like Jody has, or you know, like Sean Riley from Dude Wipes, or Jake Carls from Midday Squares, or Erica Rankin from Brodo, who, you know, she recently closed it. But it's just so fun because they love talking about packaging, because what I think most people don't realize is how much time and energy it takes them to get a product launch and how important the packaging is. So it was super fun. You can go check that out on my on the People of Packaging podcast. And I still have print on demand t-shirts that I'm coming out with randomly over at packagingfashion.com. I've sold 4, so pretty nice. Pretty big deal. I'm thinking about retiring from this little side hustle. But if you want to impress 8-year-olds, I was wearing this, my recycled PP shirt out today. And my son, my 8-year-old son was like, "Pop, what is that shirt? That is awesome." So if you want to have the sense of humor of an 8-year-old boy, you can probably go check out the packagingfashion.com site.
Nice. 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 I've got Ade Ephrem coming on the podcast this week. Oh, yeah. She's doing amazing stuff with AI. I've also got a company coming on that does lighting on packaging, which is like label thin lighting, which is pretty cool.
You could have led with that when we were talking about, is this going to come in the packaging industry? A simple, I'm going to have somebody on my podcast who's going to talk about it might have sufficed.
Yeah, but it's not LED stuff, right? But it's pretty cool lighting stuff. So definitely check that out. And then this afternoon, you can hop on my LinkedIn. I've got a link on there. I'll be on the print design summit today, which is pretty cool. I'm going through like how I use AI in my workflow. I've changed it up quite a bit. You know, I think that's the big thing with AI is like it's changing. So you've got to keep up. But check it out. It's free. It's shared everywhere, but the video will only be available for the next week. It's through Dave Hopkins and his team at the Print Design Academy, which they're doing some cool stuff. So definitely check it out. Appreciate it. Reach out to any one of us. Like I said, if you've got any questions or you want us to unbox something, we're happy to do it. And it's always fun to do it. Yep. And you know, send chocolate.
On Sustainable Packaging Podcast, I've got Zach and Kelly from Earth First Films. They're talking about compostable films that are replacing non-recyclable, non-compostable films. Very exciting stuff.
Cool. Awesome, man. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for sticking around with us and having fun on talking about packaging and recycled PP. We'll catch you next week.
Live from Studio 3, this is Packaging Today with Evelio Matos.